Well, it's really good to see you all here today. Appreciate you coming on Mother's Day. Our graphic today is courtesy of my granddaughter. I want to give her the credit. I asked her to do that for me. So, I want to take this service to honor moms today. You moms, I really want to exalt and honor you today. And I'm fairly confident that I won't do an adequate job. But I figure that's okay. You're pretty used to not being appreciated sufficiently. And the fact is, of course, your role as a mom is so underappreciated that it's actually challenging to even try to praise you. It shouldn't be, of course. Exalting and praising someone for a sacrificial, life-giving act of heroism should be easy, should be an easy win. But sadly, in our current culture, it is not. You know, there's been such an insidious war waged against the magnificent role of being a mom that somehow celebrating the fact that a woman is a mother can be taken as an insult, as being anti-woman. Like, what, don't you think she could do anything else but be a mom? Our world is very strange. So it's possible that some of what I say today in my attempt to honor you may be freighted with feelings of offense. And if that's the case, please understand that I don't intend that. I have nothing but the highest honor and respect for you as a mom and the job that you're doing with your kids. And I'm very sorry that you have to carry out this challenging role in a society that understands so little of your importance. And you know, the Bible actually warns us that there will be times like this when the role of a mom is undervalued. Proverbs 30, verse 11 says this: "There is a generation that curses its father and does not bless its mother." And boy, are we certainly that generation. Every problem a person has is laid squarely at the feet of their parents. And I want to begin by taking a little bit of time to just talk about how I see that we came to be at this place where the values of a mom has been so undervalued. It's the result of a long and calculated war that has been waged actually since the beginning of time. But the current campaign in Western culture began at the start, I think, of the Industrial Revolution. Wealthy capitalists saw women as key to the accumulation of their wealth. To fulfill their dreams, they needed two things. They needed a cheap labor force, and they needed an unending desire for the things they were making. Now, as a labor force, they knew moms would be perfect. Moms are used to sacrifice, working long, hard hours. I mean, the saying, "Father works from sun to sun, but mother's work is never done," was a truism. They all knew that. And moms were adaptable and resourceful. Their role as a mom required them to handle a myriad of tasks quickly and well. Multitasking is second nature to a mom. Now, these people had several barriers to overcome. Of course, factory work was grueling, it was grimy, and it was dangerous. And the wages they wanted to pay were low. And on top of all this, the importance of what a mom did at that time was understood pretty much by everyone. Everyone knew that moms were vital for securing the prosperity of the future. Developing and caring for high-quality people was considered a skill so valuable that whenever it was possible, men worked to be able to provide a way for women to be burdened with nothing else. So these capitalists, they needed a very powerful weapon to bring about a radical change in our worldview and our society. Enter the consumer lifestyle. To promote this lifestyle, they glamorized the life of women who did not have a family, basically wealthy people, socialites, and actresses. And they began to appear on magazine covers and in penny novels. And additionally, the sacrifices required of a mom were belittled. And this had the double effect of making men wonder if their life wouldn't be a little more exciting if their wife was like one of those women. And women couldn't help but feel that the lives of these women led were much easier and more exciting than the life of a mom. And advertising promoting all the new modern conveniences helped convince everyone that the quality of life was directly tied to the accumulation of a few more of those handy gadgets that they were making. Now, since then, of course, there's been a consistent and concerted effort to tell women that pretty much any other activity in life was better and way more fulfilling than devoting themselves to children. That role was not seen as important. And then during World War II, of course, millions of women stepped up, as they always do, to meet the needs of the nations and manufacturing, and this accelerated this thinking. When Sputnik went into orbit, the government began to cry that we were falling behind the race for space, and mothers were to blame. We needed our children, not with their moms, but they needed technical experts to prepare them for this new world. And men saw a new potential in their wives. In the 1960s, God was pronounced dead, and the philosophy of self-fulfillment was in full bloom. The attack on motherhood went into overdrive. The object of motherhood, that is children, were no longer seen as a blessing that secured the future, but as a burden, an obstacle to finding happiness. A series of books like The Population Bomb and Silent Spring and the new medium of television were used to convince an entire generation that children were worse than a burden. They were actually a curse. They were a curse upon the planet, upon the very earth itself. And then the legalization of abortion made absolutely clear what value our society places on children. And all this, of course, just demeaned and denigrated the role of being a mom. Rather than securing the future, being a mom was now helping somehow to bring about the demise of the human race. And we're now at the point where little girls are taught that they should aspire to be engineers, scientists, plumbers, welders, anything. But being a mom is never held up as a worthy pursuit for their life. Well, many say, good. And some of you may be narrowing your eyes and stiffening your jaw as I speak. What kind of Neanderthal is he? You're thinking. Am I saying that girls cannot be engineers and plumbers and scientists? Well, assuredly they can. But if you're going down that track, you are narrowly missing what I'm trying to say. Believe me, I am convinced that girls are capable of growing up to become anything they want to be. And I think they should have the best jobs possible. But God warns us, when a culture thinks so little of being a mom that it is left totally off the list of things that are worth a woman giving her life to, bad things happen. It says, there is a generation that curses its father and does not bless its mother. There is a generation that is pure in its own eyes, yet is not washed from its filth. There is a generation, how haughty its eyes and pretentious its looks. There is a generation whose teeth are swords, whose fangs are knives, devouring the oppressed from the land and the needy from among mankind. Mom, when a culture does not recognize and respect the crucial role that you play, it suffers. And in our case, the results that God warns us have filled our streets with hatred, violence, poverty, and homelessness. And while the world searches for solutions and the social media battles rage back and forth, God's most powerful weapon to bind up our wounds continues to be overlooked and denigrated. Increasingly, the government reaches for the lives of your children at a younger and younger age, lest they fall behind. They treat you as if you were some sort of bad influence that should be removed from the life of your child as soon as possible. And billions more dollars are poured into the wounds of our nation, seeking to stem the flow of homelessness and addiction, but it only gets worse. Now, this is an unspeakable tragedy. Sorry, Mom, that you have been treated this way. And probably the greatest insult you have suffered to date is the current insanity that motherhood is such a trivial thing that it could be done by some man who merely puts on a dress. And the very thought of this is horrifying to any of us who merely stops for a moment and considers back to our childhood and asks the simple question, what if dad had been mom too? And I fear that we are soon to be treated to an even greater horror. The idea that a machine guided by artificial intelligence should take your place. I'm sorry, moms. I'm sorry that your crucial role that should be praised and honored and protected at every opportunity is constantly dragged through the mud and insulted in the thousands of ways that it is day in and day out. That it is constantly portrayed as a simple, part-time task that you should be able to easily do along with two or three other careers. A world never, it doesn't constantly tell me as a man that I should have two careers. That one of them should be easy, that I should be an engineer and a doctor and all the while looking like Cary Grant. And on that note, I'm so sorry, moms. That our culture has become totally blind to the beauty that you radiate. And we fawn over women who are so beneath respect and admiration that they must be underclothed to gain our attention at all. And again, I'm sorry that we, the ones you've given your life to, are the ones that have allowed ourselves to be so deceived. That we have so undervalued your importance as tragic beyond my ability to describe. I firmly believe that no thing or no one can ever take the place that God has given you in our lives. And I am truly one of your biggest fans. But you do have a bigger one, and that is God. Because God knows your value. For in his wisdom, God has ordained that each image of himself that he knits together be entwined with the life of a mother. And to question the value and nobility of this role is truly blasphemous. And it is precisely because of this that your role suffers the attack that it does. Our enemy well knows the special honor that God has given you and the impact that you have upon this world. And his jealousy is enraged against you and the position of honor that God has given you. So allow me for just a couple moments here to outline just a little of the power and the responsibility that God has placed in your hands. It is truly staggering, as is the cost you pay to take your part. For mom, you nurture life, and you alone have been granted this amazing capability. In the process, you endured months of sacrifice and discomfort. Your body literally taken over and transformed to become the host for another person. At times, this inflicts damage that will plague you the rest of your life. Sleepless nights are endured long before you ever see the reason why. And then after all this, long, hard, intense hours of pain to bring each person into the world. And the fact that there are any secondborns at all is a testimony to your courage and the strength and the grace that you have. And let us all consider that if just for the mere span of 50 years, no woman was willing to endure this, the human race would cease to exist. Is it any wonder that you're under such attack by the enemy? With no time to recover, we're placed upon your breast, totally dependent on your care for survival. Every basic need we have must be met by you. The most complex, valuable, and delicate thing in the universe is given in your hands with no formal training, except perhaps for what you got from your own mom. Your neglect for a few short hours would be the end of us. But this gift to nurture and sustain life is not limited to the miracle of birth. So great is this force that some are moms because they are willing to rush in and be that life-giving force for children whose birth mothers are not able to care for them. And with this act of heroism, the heart and the image of God is beautifully projected into this world. Because that's exactly what God did for us. Even as you are providing our basic survival, our education must begin. You know, the saying, everything I really need, I learned in kindergarten, is a lie. And it is just one of the many cultural insults that you are forced to endure, and we should never repeat it. As if a few hours in a day by a person dividing their attention between 20 kids could in any way begin to equal what is produced by your love and your devotion over a lifetime. For from you we learn the things that are truly more profound than anything taught in the university. And without this knowledge, kindergarten is completely unattainable for us. From you, Mom, we learn who we are, our entire identity, our entire understanding of what it means to be alive, we discover with you. You teach us our name. But so much more. You teach us that we are not alone, that we belong. Who we are and how we fit into this world is formed gazing at your face. Even before we enter this world, your voice tells us that someone is there waiting for us. You teach us that we have value. Your dedication proves this to us. That someone will be there to help us day or night, to meet our needs, to calm our fears. And your delight in us demonstrates the value we have. Your smile, your songs, the way you squeeze our cheeks and our toes. You fill us up with your love until finally it overflows in our first smile. And we learn delight. It is your sacrifice that teaches us the meaning of love. It is you who teaches us that we must think not only of ourselves, that it is right and good for us to lay down our lives for others. It teaches to communicate. That's why the language we know is called our mother tongue, because we learn it from you. But long before our body can master the art of speech, you learn to interpret our babble. And all the while, your eyes, your smile, your soothing voice, the games you play with us, build into us the desire to communicate so that we may know and interact with this wonderful thing that we call Mom. And you introduce the entire world to us. Like God led Adam, you lead us through the world, naming the animals and every other thing that exists, one object at a time, patiently, lovingly. We learn not only their names, but how they relate to one another and to us. We learn what is good, what is bad, what is dangerous, what is fun. And through you, the whole world beyond our reach and the wider world of our imagination is opened up to us. As we learn that those funny black things on the pages of those books you read to us connect to the pictures and they can tell a story. And as we grow, you give us all the skills needed to be self-reliant. We learn to feed ourselves, how to crawl and then walk, to bathe. Good grief, Mom. Without you, we wouldn't know how to go to the bathroom. Without you, we would just be a 200-pound blob covered with filth. And you show us the true nature of God. In the deepest part of our being, you have demonstrated that God is there and that he cares about us and he provides for us. Yes, God is our Father, but your life gives us the capacity to understand and believe that he is a Father that gives when we are not able to do for ourselves. Mom, your worth to us and to the world is incalculable. And to recount and praise the blessings you bring is right on every scale that is good and holy. And again, I'm sorry we live in a time that is so evil that it would demean your virtue by constantly glorifying the lives of women who do something as insignificant as pretending to be somebody else in front of a camera. No, Mom, we have to have you. And you know it. That's why you continue to lay down your life for us, even though you were so underappreciated. Jesus said this. He said, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, since he is not the shepherd and doesn't own the sheep, leaves them and runs away when he sees a wolf coming. The wolf then snatches and scatters them. This happens because he is a hired hand and he doesn't care about the sheep. And Mom, like a good shepherd, you remain at your post. Through the mountains of dirty diapers and the pools of vomit, those sleepless nights of fever and the cutting of teeth and math homework, your strength sustains and comforts us long after Dad could endure no longer and went to bed. Thank you that your love kept you on duty. Thanks for protecting us and preserving our lives as we climbed onto and poked at the things of this world in our journey of discovery. Thanks for the hundreds of needless band-aids and magic kisses that bound up our wounds while we were doing so, and for giving us the hope that we would indeed walk someday, despite the severely broken leg we were convinced could not be saved. And thanks for the thousands of cups of cold water that kept us from dying of thirst in the middle of the night. And I look forward to seeing Jesus reward you for each one of those. Thanks that in the midst of all the responsibilities that this world places upon you, you manage somehow to set a table before us in the presence of our activities. Night after night, figuring out what to make for supper. Day in and day out. And making sure there's also something in the fridge for breakfast and that lunch was covered. And snacks, too. Thank you, Mom, for the thousands of meals. Thank you for your sense of decency and propriety that kept at least the male portion of humanity from leaving our home in a state that would have brought lifelong disgrace and forever slotted us among the untouchables. Thanks, Mom, for all the loads of laundry and the school clothes shopping and the reminders that plaid and plaid are not a match. And Mom, thanks for not leaving us alone. Thanks for connecting with us when we felt like no one understood and the whole world was against us. Thanks for wading in when our attitudes were wrong and we could only scream, no! Thanks for barging in when we slammed the door. Thanks for being our refuge. And Mom, thanks for standing in the thankless gap and being who God wanted you to be when all the world told you that important people were doing something else. Even when we hated you for doing it. And thanks for being a mom. All you moms, not a perfect mom, not some storybook character, not some thank God TV character, but a real mom. A woman whose life was filled with stressful things, pressures, troubles, sleeplessness, but who lived with us day in and day out and poured out her life for us. That to whatever degree you were able in this broken world, you were our mom. And you gave your life that we might live. Let's pray for our mothers. Lord God, we thank you. Thank you for your wisdom and your grace and your mercy, Lord, just that it's your plan that for each one of us, you assigned a special person to watch over us, to care for us. Lord, your love for us is demonstrated so clearly in your plan to entwine our life with another person that we would not be alone. And we thank you. God, we thank you for our moms. Each one of us had a mom. We may not be a mom, but we all had a mom. Every person has a mom. Every person needs a mom. And Lord, we thank you for that. And I just pray for the moms in this room. I pray, God, that you would strengthen them. Pray today you'd help them understand how excited you are that they are stepping in and fulfilling the role and the plan that you asked them to carry out. They've stepped up and they've served and they're laying down their lives just as you desired, Lord. And we thank you for that. And we pray that you'd give us all wisdom and grace to really appreciate our moms. And we ask you that in Jesus' name. Amen.